Today's Shir Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Kuf Mem Hey Omud Aleph. And we begin a brand new Simen Kuf Yotes, which deals with Harotze Lahosif Babrachos. If a person wants to add on his own personal requests or supplications to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he should do this. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Imratze Lahosif B'chol Baracha Mehom Tzoyos Me'ein HaBaracha Mosif. The person wishes to go and add on related to the subject matter of that individual bracha in the 12/13 brachos of the middle of the Shemona Esrei, so then he has permission to do so. He's allowed to add on his own personal supplications. Again, each one there, with the exception, as we'll see, of Shema Kolenu, should be related to the subject matter of that bracha. Again, we already pointed out previously, we don't give personal requests during the first three or the last three brachos of the Shemona Esrei, but in the weekday Shemona Esrei, the middle 12/13 brachos, so one is permitted, the Mechaber tells us, to go and add on personal supplications during the bracha. Ketzad, how should one exactly do this? For example, if somebody in the family is sick, mivakesh olav rachamim, one is permitted to go and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy on that person, bebirchas rifo'enu. He should add in the brach of rifo'enu a personal request for such and such a person to have a refuah shlema. If the person is in need of livelihood, he needs to make more money. So he can add a personal supplication about his own personal financial situation during the bracha of Parnasa, which is the bracha of Birchas Hashanim Barech Oleinu. The Ramah adds, Hagah, Ukishu Mosif, when he does add on, Yaskil Bebracha, don't start before you say Rifa'enu, or even at the very first words of Rifa'enu, your own personal supplication. But instead, say the regular first part of the bracha, and afterwards, when you said most of the bracha, or towards the end of the bracha, then you can add on your own personal supplication. V'yachakach Mosif. However, Avalo Yosef, but don't first add your own personal supplication. V'yachakach Yaskel HaBracha. So you're about to start saying Rifa'enu, don't first ask for your own personal refuah shlema for the person that you need it for, and then start saying Rifa'enu. Instead, start saying Rifa'enu, go most of the bracha, and then add your own personal supplication. That is what the Ramah adds on over here to the din. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Aleph writes, Hoy lochola, I am the Prima Gadim. He says, look in the Prima Gadim who writes, Shekosav, the Dafkin Hoyo Lo. This is when you have a personal need for a refuah shlema for yourself. V'chein b'parnasa, likewise, in regards to the bracha of Borei Cholenim, when you're adding on a personal supplication, dafkim tzorech l'parnasa, that's when you need parnasa. Avodinu rashoy levakish rachamim, but one should not ask general requests of mercy in this bracha, b'bracha me'ayim tzoyus, in all of the brachas of the middle brachas of the Shemona Esrei, alo osid, about future that I should be healthy, or that I should continue to make money in the future. Shelo yachle, that I shouldn't get sick, v'shelo yachsa lachbo, and I shouldn't have needs for or parnasa, uchai gavna, or any other such requests for the future. As opposed to Masha'en came by Shomei Atvila. These types of personal supplications for the future, one can add them in Shomei Atvila. Afilo ala osid, Rashoy Levakesh. Even about the future, there it's appropriate to ask Hashem for all your requests for the future, as opposed to those that you have direct needs or you're in dire straits right now. So this Mishnah Berurah is telling us that one shouldn't use the middle brachos of the Shemona Esrei for personal supplications for the future that aren't real needs right now, but should use the content, the extra content that you're adding in the middle brachas of the Shemona Esrei for needs that you have right now for yourself. Dear Shafuta number one, however, does bring down that you're allowed to also daven for somebody else who has these needs right now. It's not only yourself personally. Gam mispalul avur chaveiro shetzorich lezeh. One is also permitted to go and daven for somebody else who has these immediate needs right now. As the Elie Rabbah clearly writes, Shagam acholush she'eno me'an she'beisa yochol ushol b'birchas reinu. You certainly can go ask for other people who have dire physical needs right now, parnasa, refuas, etc. That you can ask for as long as there are needs that are extant right now, as opposed to a general, I hope we're all healthy in the future, that you shouldn't put in refa'enu. Furthermore, ukishyesh chola b'soch beiso, the Dirshu footnote number one continues. He brings down from the Chidusha Aran, if you have a sick person in your house, she'eino rashay lahamtin al birchas shemei atvila, you shouldn't wait till you get to shemei atvila to ask for that person to have refuah shlema. El shem lo hiski b'birchas refa'enu maski b'shemei atvila. If you didn't, for whatever the reason, say it during refa'enu, then you can still say it in shemei atvila, and of course you can still say it at the end of the Shemona Esrei, as we'll say. But certainly, if somebody is in need right now in your house or amongst your friends for refuah shlema, and certainly for yourself, you can ask that in refa'enu. Dear Shifuta number two points out that if you will daven better and you'll have more kavana if you ask for future needs, so then Ravazda Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi brings down that one would be permitted to go and ask for future needs as well if that will make your davening better. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis writes, look in the Pre-Chodosh, Ayin in Pre-Chodosh, Demaisi Mizohar Parshas Vayishlach. He brings down from the Zohar in Parshas Vayishlach, when it says, Hatzileini no v'chulei, the betvila boila farushe milid kidikoyos, that you should specify in your davenings that which you need. Ayin Sham. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us that there's an interesting halacha. He brings it down from the Mogen Avraham that if you're davening for someone else, you don't have to mention the name specifically. As we see from when Moshe Rabbeinu davened for his sister, for Miriam, when she got saras after speaking with Aaron about Moshe, Shnemar, Kel nor refor nor law. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please go and heal her. He didn't say Miriam Bas Yochevet. That's only when the sick person is there or as when we're in the presence of the Shekhinah. But if the sick person is not right there, the minhag is to go and mention that person's name. Again, if you don't know the name, as we talked about in the previous shiur, or if you only know part of the name, you can certainly dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who you mean, but the minhag is to say the person's name, the son or daughter of, and then you mention the mother's name if you have that information. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah comments on the Ramah statement that you should begin saying the bracha and only then add your personal insertion in the middle of these emtzios, the middle brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei. The Tzorech Lasos Ikor Mimatbeah Shetovu Chachomim. The Mishnah Berurah explains to the Ramah by saying that you have to first say the nusach that Chazal set up, the Ikor bracha, of Rifu'enu, Slachlanu, Hoshiva Shovtenu, etc. And then, Ubakosha Shalot, Yetzvela. And then you can add your own personal request, but it's Tofel, it's subordinate to the Iker Matbeya, to the essential Nusach that Chazal set up. You shouldn't first say your own first, and then say the Nusach that Chazal set up. Then he brings down from the Prima Godim, because of Prima Godim, the Tzorech L'Hakti V'Lomar, Mayim Masholem, Inin HaBrocha. You can't just say the word Rifa'inu and then start, but you have to say the complete context, so to say, of the Brocha. If you're asking HaKadosh Baruch to give you extra wisdom, so don't just say Atachonin, but you should say Yaktiv Yomar, Atachonin Liodum Das. So you have to express something about the Nusach of the Brocha. Avolo Tevas Ata. It's not enough to say Ata and then say your own personal request, Levad. So the same thing would be, you can't just say Rifainu, Slachlanu, and then say your own personal request, but you say the Ikur, the Bracha. In most places, you say it right towards the end of the Bracha, but you can't say it at the very end of the Bracha, right before you say Baruch Ata Hashem, because we have already expressed the concept that you have to have Ke'ein HaChasima right before the Chasima. So you should do it at some point before. For example, in Shomei Atvila, which is the most common one where people add, you do it before you say Ki'ato Shomei Atvila Asko Pam Choyso Barachamim. So at that point, Ki'ato, that's what we add for Aneinu, that's what a person can add Avidui, that's a person can add any Bakosha that he would like. So a little bit before the ending, but not right at the ending, because the ending, before you say the Baruch Ata Hashem part, you have to have the Chasima Me'ein HaChasima. You have to have Me'ena Chasima, like the Chasima over there. Now we will get to the Mechaber. And the Mechaber continues and he writes, Ubishomea Tfila, Yochel Lishol Kol Tzrocha. The bracha of Shomea Tfila is an all-encompassing bracha where you can ask anything you want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, that's why we had already previously learned that you can say Saint Halamot to Livracha over there if you forgot to say it in the appropriate place in Borech Oleinu. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet adds, Tov Lishol Vados Bishomea Tfila. Likewise, there's a custom to say Vidui in Shomea Tfila, and say V'yomar Chotosi Ovisi Poshati, I have sinned to you against you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Lishol Amazonosov, and then ask Hashem for Parnosa for more Mazonos. Afilum Huashi, even if he's a wealthy person, you should never ever think you have enough. You should never ever think that you own that and that you earned that, but you should always know it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, if a person has nebuch, a new sin that he has done, maskirim beferish betvila kodemes etzlo, you should say and mention that sin at the next possible tefillah that you're davening, and you should say the tefillah with great humbleness and submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and certainly in a crying type of a voice, in a voice that shows charata, the regret that you did the sin, and you should try to accept upon yourself never to do that sin again. If you don't, then it's a terrible thing. Here you are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all your requests, and you have these outstanding sins which you haven't even acknowledged. And it could be chas v'sholom to tremendous prosecution against the person above. We're going to learn in a few days in Sivkot and Ches over there, in the name of the Chayyadom, a very important halacha. The issue footnote number 6 brings it down over here. And he writes that the Chayyadom says, a person should always dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of his needs and for his livelihood. And that the Torah should always be present in him and in his children and his descendants after him. And all of his generations that come from him, they should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in truth. And that no tool or blemish should be found in his descendants. the whole mashi yodei believe shetzorach, and everything that the person needs in his heart that he is asking for Hashem, and he should ask for everything that he needs in his heart. He should say it ideally in Hebrew if he can, but if not, he can say it in English or think it in English in his mind. And he writes, and he concludes over there, he says it's better to actually insert all of your personal requests at the end of the davening before you take the 3 steps back at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei when you're in the paragraph Elokai, Netzorah Shanim Eruah, before you conclude the Yulu Ratzonim Refi the second time. Why? Because if you're going to spend a lot of time in your personal supplications, you may take longer than other people, and the Chazan may have already started Chazar Sashatz. He's going to be up to Kedusha, and you can't answer if you're still in Rifa'enu. So he says it's much better for you to go and add all of your personal supplications towards the end, after you said Yulu Ratzon, in the paragraph of Elokai, Nitzol Shanim Eruah, because there at least you're allowed to answer parts of the Kedusha and parts of the Kaddish and other important sections in the davening. That's a very, very pertinent and good advice from the Chayi Adam. We'll learn this in a few days, and it's brought down over here. Going back to the Mechaber said, "Then Shomei Tfila, you ask for all your tzrachot. She kolel is kolab kashrus, because this is a all-encompassing bracha, as I mentioned." According to Rabbeinu Yonah, when you're adding in each bracha the content related to that bracha, if you're davening on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, not just your own personal needs, you should say it in the plural lashon, and not in the individual, personal, singular type of form. And you should add in those situations towards the end of the bracha, but not in the middle of the bracha. And if you ask it for a real need that you have, you have a sick person in your house, or that you need parnasa, then you can even ask it in the middle of the bracha. But then you should ask it in the singular form, not in the plural form. And you can ask this during the bracha of Shema Tefillah as well, and likewise at the end of the davening, before you take the 3 steps back, ben kodim yilu ratzon ben yachrov, you can technically do this before you say the yilu ratzon, or after you say the yilu ratzon, yachal lishon ben loshin yachid, ben loshin rabin, you can ask singular or plural requests, ben tzrach of mamish, ben tzrach of rabin, whether they're your own personal needs, or whether they're the needs of the community. Number of Mishnah Berurahs to catch up on. Sifkat and Hay, he writes, Bishul Kol Yisrael, for what did Bishul Rabin? It doesn't have to be literally for all of Klal Yisrael, it could just be for the community, for a large number of people. Then you say it in the plural language. V'lo b'loshin yachid, you shouldn't say that in the singular, kiven shu omer Bishul Rabin, because you're saying it on behalf of all the people, so you shouldn't say, I need parnasa, when you're saying that all of Klal Yisrael needs parnasa. Sifkat and Zayin, Bisof HaBracha, towards the end of the Bracha, Ayin Prima Gadim Sim Kuch Chabez Mishmas Ozov, the Prima Gadim over there in the Mishmas Ozov on the Taz writes, Shemetzadid Lomar, the Davka Kodim Shoma Baruch HaTo Hashem. You should add these insertions before you say Baruch HaTo Hashem and then conclude the Bracha. Avali Acha Kein Nira Diyasa, but after you've already said Baruch HaTo Hashem, then it's too late to include it in that individual Bracha, then you would put it in Shomei Tefillah or at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei before you take the 3 steps back. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, look over there, Ayin Shom, the Eino Borolo Dovrzeh, he's not 100% certain about this. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, from the Aruch HaShulchan, Sheyiru L'Sayim Bakoshoso Be'ein HaChasima. As I pointed out already before, don't wait till the very, very end part of the Bracha, because technically the Me'ein HaChasima has to be towards the part right before you say the Chasima. So therefore, as I pointed out, say it before, Kiyato Shemet Filatzko Peh. Dishu footnote number 7 brings down a very interesting idea that we said that previously, that a person should not routinely add the same personal supplication day in, day out, in all three brachas, because then it looks like he's adding to the nusach that Chazal said. But he should change it around in some way, or pause it some way, and in fact, when Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is brought down, he was against printing in the Siddur the various Yiratzons and the Nuschos, because people would get so used to saying them every day, they would think that they're really part of the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, a person should innovate and say differently his personal requests every day and not use the same Lashon every single time he davens. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you shouldn't add it into the middle. Kishashol tzorchei rabin b'yemtza bracha, when you're asking the needs of the public in the middle of the bracha, nira kimosif ala mabesh, tiknu chachamim. It looks like, since you're saying it in a plural form, that you're adding on to what Chazal said, and that's not right, so you should do it towards the end. B'medvar mamurim, when is this so? However, b'yochid, avo b'tzibu mutarim. That's when you're davening by yourself. But the tzibur is allowed to add in the Chazar Sashatz various types of supplications, and therefore, l'chein omrim slichos b'yemtza birchas lachlanu. And that's why different communities at various times, they add various piyutim on behalf of the tzibur, that's permissible. For example, as he says, they would add slichos during the bracha of slachlanu. L'chein b'yemtza bracha emtzayu shel yom ha-kippur. And that's why we're allowed to add in the middle bracha on Yom Kippur, you're also allowed to add various piyutim and supplications as part of the Chazar Sashatz. Sivkot and Tess, Lobo Loshin Rabin, when you're asking for individual needs, you shouldn't put it in the plural form. Daf Shetiru Lishol, Afilu Biemsa Bracha, even though the rabbis permitted you to ask for your personal supplications in the middle of the Bracha, Kivin Shetzarachlo Lefishah, since you need it right now, so that's why you're allowed to add it. Im Yomarna Gambiloshon Rabin, if you say it in the plural form, Yeh Nira Kimosif Alamat Be'ech Shetobu Chachamim, it looks like you're adding on to the Nusuf the Chazal set up. Furthermore, look in Siman Tovkuf Samach Vav Sif Dalid. The Tov Lizor Lechatchila beholds there Kedivrei Harav Rabbeinu Yona. You should really try to follow what the Rabbeinu Yona said, which we brought down over here, that when you add on, you should add it towards the end of the bracha. Sivkot Nyur, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you should say it in Shomei Tvila, and the Bach Kosav de la Rav Rabbeinu Yona, Shomei Tvila Dom L'Shah Brochus in Yitzhak. He says that Shomei Tvila is not the best place to do it. The Be'emtsa also Lishol B'Losh Rabbim. You can only add it towards the end of the bracha of Shomei Tvila, like I said, right before, Kiyato Shomeya, rather than adding it in the middle, earlier in the bracha, and that there's no difference between Shomei Tvila and the other middle brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, that it's preferable to add your personal supplication towards the end of the bracha and not in the middle of the bracha. Sivkot Yud Aleph, Kodim Yul Ratzon, you can say it before the Yul Ratzon, so this will be learned in Siman Kuf Chav Beis as well, Ayin Shom, Masha Nichtov Shom. The issue footnote number 9 brings it down that it says over there, Sha'afa Pisha Besiyam Atvila Kodim Yul Ratzon Harishon Eino Chomer Yosef Mibircha Shmei Atvila. Even though right before the first Yul Ratzon, it's no different than adding in the Shmei Atvila. Lochein Yochel Lahosif Shom Tachanunim V'Af Laharich Mehem. You could add on long extensions of personal supplications over there. He says, Lechatchila Nochon Yosef Lomer Yul Ratzon Kodim Lokai Nitzar. Therefore, he says, it's better still to say Yul Ratzon the first one before the Lokai Nitzar, and then you certainly won't run into any problems because, as we pointed out already previously, that you would be allowed to answer the Kaddish or Kedusha or other Dvarim Shebe Kedusha that you're permitted to answer after you've already said the first Yul Ratzonim Refiv, they're going to be Lefnecha Shem Tzuri Goali. Now we go to Sif Beis in the Mechaber. Yesh Misha Omer, Kishemosif Bibracha Litzorach Yochid Lo Yarech. There are those that bring down, and this is in the name of the Mordechai, that when you're adding on a supplication for the needs of an individual, Lo Yarech, you should not have an excessively long Arichos over there, a long part of the davening for this individual. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis writes, Afilu Bircha Shomei Tvila. This is true even in Shomei Tvila. The kosher came Bishar Brachos, and certainly in the other Brachos, which we've already spoken about, that you're allowed to add a personal supplication regarding that content of that Bracha. However, Avolei Achar Tvila, after you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, even if Tzafilu called me Yul Ratzon, even if it's before the first Yul Ratzon, Mutal L'Harach B'chol Gavni, then you're allowed to extend as much as you want. Im Loach Shavei Masai, if you don't do it then, when are you going to daven for this person? Over Likutei Mariel Isa, and it's brought down in the Likutei Mariel. Again, many Ashkenazic customs follow the Mariel. Kishachol Mariel, when the Mariel got sick, Gozer Atzibur Tainis Ramus Lichos. Tzibur was Gozer, they decreed that everybody should fast and say Slichos. Uminogam Oya Ozlomar Slichos B'em Sabircha Slachlonu, and they would add the Slichos in the Brach of Slachlonu. Masha, the Tzibur, Litzorach Yochid Shari, that even for an individual, the Tzibur is allowed to go and add additional piyutim and things like that in their chazaras hashatz. Afilu b'yam sabracha, and even in the middle of the bracha. So how are you allowed to do this? So he explains, Yesh lomar, shiny maril. The maril is different. The rabbim tzrichim l'soroso, uch l'rabbim domi. That he's considered a communal need. He's such a great individual that his personal needs are considered communal needs because everybody relied, everybody needs the great maril. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Im dileg otah bibrocha achas meyam soyos. If you skipped or made a mistake in one of the middle brochas of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotin Yogimel explains Pirush, Shedileg habrocha legamli. Either you skipped the entire brocha, v'tah, or you made a mistake, Pirush, Shashina bo b'inyan shetzorich lachzo machmazeh, or you made a type of mistake that after the Shemoneh Esrei, if you realize you made that mistake, you have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And he adds, "Ayin Masha Kasanu Leil B'Simin Samaches B'Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Aleph." We've already discussed this. He says, "Look over there." V'Tavayu Ayu B'Shogim. We're talking here when a person did this by accident, of course. The amazing. We've already explained that if a person intentionally left out part of the Shemoneh Esrei or deleted a part that is required, Tzarich Lachzu L'Klid Shemoneh Esrei. You have to go back and say the entire Shemoneh Esrei. K'mo Shekos of Simin Kuf Yudalit Siv Zayin. And we pointed out over there, you even have to repeat the Hashem Sosai Tivtoch as a kapara for the intentional deletion that you did. So getting back to the Mechaber, if a person did make such a mistake, Eino Tzorech Lachzor El Larosh HaBrocha Shetosh Shadileg. You have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha where you made the mistake. You don't have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. U'mishom Ve'elech Yachzor El HaSeder. And then from there, you keep on reading, even though you may have read several other of the Brachas already, but you have to go back to where you made the mistake. So let's say you realize you're in the middle of Slachlon and you forgot something in Atachonein. You didn't say it correctly. So then you go back to Atachonein and you keep on going from there and rereading all the Brachas that you said even though you're now saying them a second time correctly, just like you said in the first time, but since you made a mistake on the first bracha, you have to go back to the point where you made the mistake and keep on going forward from there. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudal writes, "Vim nizkar b'tosu b'otshu omer adayim b'bracha." If you're still in the middle of the bracha, then yachzil makom shetol levad. Then you only have to go back to the place where you made the mistake. And Sifkot Tezvav he writes, "Vafilu lo nizkar ad acher kama brachos." Even you only read this after a couple of additional brachos. Sarach lazvul amar kulan acharei. You have to say all of them again. Shem Yomar also bracha levad b'makom shnizkar, because you've only said a bracha that you said wrong in that place. Nimzo shashino sidron shel brachos. You'll say the brachos out of order. You'll say the bracha that you missed and said incorrectly now, but you've already said several other brachos that were after it beforehand. V'lo yotzei de'chavo, you won't have fulfilled your obligation, because the seid of the brachos was set up by the anshei knesset sagdola, and the seid was set up by based on psukim, and therefore you have to do the samchus sidron on the cross, and you have to say it the way Chazal enacted it. That concludes today's shir.